But they don't play for the GWS Giants. That's not what they do. But they would like to, I reckon, because they get to work under Adam Kingsley, who's about to join us. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Oh. Well, he's not giving it away, but I know he's a music guru. He's our man, Adam Kingsley, the coach of the GWS Giants. Nice little intro for him on a Wednesday morning. Good morning, Kinga.
Morning, Half. How are you?
I'm going very well, thanks. See you, Chili Peppers, man.
I did. I went the other night.
Did you?
Up here in Sydney, yeah. It was a good concert, yeah. Their old stuff is very timeless.
Well, we've had this discussion the last couple of days. The worst thing you can hear at a concert is, this is from my new album, and nobody wants to hear that stuff, King.
No, not often. Not often. Unfortunately, they did play a little bit too much of that, but their old stuff, as I said, was wonderful.
Well, I reckon that you'd be wonderful to listen to. I read a great piece from Riley Beveridge on the AFL website. He's got to spend some time with you and the Giants boys for a couple of weeks ago. How are you finding the big chair up there at the Giants as a senior coach?
I'm loving it so far. We haven't lost a game yet, as I keep telling people. So
undefeated.
it's been really good. It's different, obviously, to being an assistant where you sort of just go about your work and then feed all the information in. Clearly, you know, with my bunch of assistants up here, they're feeding stuff into me and I'm sort of receptive to all that. Door's always open, but that means you don't get a lot of work done at work, if that makes sense. So, and that's fine because that's what I want these guys to be doing. You know, we have an experienced coaching group, a group that's, been at multiple clubs, have a variety of different experiences. So I'm leaning on those guys to sort of formulate our game plan. And, so far so good. I'm really, really happy and pleased where it's all going.
How much is managing when you're in this big chair as opposed to getting your hands down and dirty every session?
Oh, look, there's a lot of management, obviously, and everyone says that. What that looks like in season, I'm yet to find out, obviously, but I can imagine it's the same. Just making sure everyone's on the same page with what we want to do, how we want to play, how we're teaching them, how we're coaching them, what the training looks like, the scheduling, working with the high performance department, the medical department. There's a lot of management in it, absolutely.
And that factor in terms of this phase of the year compared to in-season, I know you're not there yet, but do you see that changing from a pre-season phase to an in-season phase?
Yeah, I think it will. Obviously we're starting to sort of ramp up games now. We're not playing full games yet, but we're building towards that, playing quarters. But once games start and there's a result and, there's a clear review, there's a preview, all the normal footy stuff that every club does.
Yep.
That'll be the in-season mode. And then I'd imagine there'll be a little bit more football and trying to combine that with the management of the staff and keeping them up and about and motivating and so on and so forth. But I can't complain so far. It's been really, really enjoyable.
So you come in with a new philosophy, a new plan. You've got to get that across a whole new group. Now, that does take time, but are you pleased with how it's unfolding? It's in front of your eyes? It's coming along with the boys?
Yeah, it's coming along. We're certainly not there yet, and that's going to take time. And arguably, we're not going to be there for a long while yet. You know, there's a lot to learn. It's really completely different to what we've done in the past. A whole new coaching group, as I said, learning this way as well. So there's a lot of education involved. There's a lot of sitting in meetings with the coaches, just watching vision, watching training, making sure that we're all on the same page, as I said. And it's going to take time. That's just the reality of it. But I'm really confident with where we're headed. I'm really pleased. I think we're ahead of schedule in terms of where I expected us to be, and that's pleasing for me.
So will you only really know sort of where you're at when you start playing games? Scratch matches against yourselves are nice things to keep the boys sort of in nick, I suppose, and practice your system. But against an opposition is probably where you really find it out. Is that where you get a chance to really assess what you've done?
Yeah, it is. You're right. I mean, the practice matches are very good for fitness and building that game-based fitness. But ultimately, you're playing against yourselves. We all know how we want to play, the structures, the method. It's not until you get up against an opposition that you really find out where you're at. And we'll play an intra-club, so our pre-season games will be an intra-club down in Canberra where we'll combine with a community camp as our first practice match instead of playing against an opposition, which almost all the clubs are doing except for the Bulldogs. And then we'll play the Gold Coast Suns here at Blacktown, leading into round one against Adelaide. So I'm really comfortable with that preparation. I think that's going to hold us in pretty good stead for the season.
Adam Kingsley's joined us on Breakfast, coach of the GWS Giants, getting ready for his first season in charge up there with the Orange Team, as they've been called a couple of times. Are you getting a bit antsy, a bit nervous about what's around the corner now? You've been doing the training thing for a couple of months, I'm sure, but games around the corner, and as a coach and player as well, that's really what you live for, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's starting to build, and the whole mindset really is, are we ready?
Yeah.
Have we done enough? What are we doing that we should continue to doing? What aren't we doing that we need to be doing? And that's really, where my head's at the moment in terms of preparation of the guys. We're preparing to the season, and we've got 5 weeks before round one. Are we on the right track? And as you say, you never really know until you play against opposition. So that's difficult in itself, but. As I said, from what I've seen from these boys, I'm really comfortable.
Have you found working with Toby?
Really good. Yeah, really good. I mean, he's clearly a great player of the competition, not only our club. But just to see him go about it, the way that he trains, the way that he prepares, there's no coincidence that he's a wonderful player. And you could say the same about Cornelio. You could say the same about Kelly. They're all the same. They all train hard. They all prepare well. They compete, which we love. And, I'm pretty excited by what those guys can potentially deliver us on this year.
He'll be in the running for captaincy, I'm sure. Who gets to pick the captain? Is it a player vote or is it a coaching staff vote?
We'll have both. We'll combine players and coaches and equal voting. And we'll probably do that within the week. Around the voting, then work out where it all lays, work out what our leadership groups like, decide on who the captain's going to be, whether it's one, whether it's two. We've got currently three. I don't see it being three next year, but we'll see what the vote says ultimately, and that'll decide who's captain.
Now, I don't think it'll be Aaron Cadman, the number one pick, who's going to be captain of the footy club, but tell us about this young man and what you've seen of him and that the title he's going to carry with him. He's going to have some pressure on him, that boy.
Yeah, but I think he's really equipped to deal with that pressure. And the pressure will be external from us. He's a young key forward, and as we all know, they all take time.
Yep.
They all come in, they're playing against men from the start, which is even more difficult. So he's going to take time, and the reality is with Aaron, it was only really last year that he's played as a key forward. He grew about 5 or 6 inches in his 17th year, or 16th year rather, and played 1 year as a key forward. Prior to that, he was a wingman.
Right.
So he's still learning his craft. And from what I've seen over the course of the preseason, I've been really excited by what he could do, he'd turn into, obviously, what he's going to be able to deliver us. But he's still learning his craft, and I think that's important. And he's going to be learning for a while. But, he's a hard worker. He's got a great attitude, and he's surrounded by a lot of good people. So, I see good things coming from Aaron.
You talked in the article that I was reading on from Riley on the AFL website about having to be really tight. A lot of the players have moved away to be a part of this club. A lot of the staff have done similarly to be a part of it. So you've got to be a unit, and a really tight unit, because it's all you've got. You've got each other. How have you managed to or tried to do that? To get that connection with this group?
Oh, the variety of activities. I mean, it's in the club and outside of the club, just organising different functions and catch-ups. Whether it's a pre-season camp, whether it's barbecues, or whether it's in the footy club organising different activities just to learn a little bit more about one another, go a little bit deeper. Coming up here reminds me of when I first went over to Adelaide to play at Port, back in 97. It's the same feeling. A bunch of people away from home who are trying to make this place their new home and really, forge a career. And have a successful career and turn this club into a great club. So it feels really quite similar. So I feel like, I've been here before. Got Brett Montgomery on staff who's experienced the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm really, the similarities are pretty uncanny, to be fair.
You've initiated gift giving for the players to give to each other to show their appreciation. What's the best gift that one player has given to another?
Well, I think in that article, Ken has might have got a pot plant for his house.
Yes.
A bit of decor, as he said. Look, there's been a variety, you know, a bottle of wine to some golf balls to a poker set to, some clothes. So I think guys, we ask our guys just to think a little bit deeper. Don't just buy a gift that, you know, is just there on the shelf that you think, oh, yeah, this will do. Really give it some thought about the person that you're about to present to. What are their joys? What are their interests? And try and align it. And I've been really pleased by the way the guys have attacked it. You know, great attitude. Understand the value of it, and they're really committed to making it work. So it's been really good. We're about halfway through the group at the moment, so you know, we've still got some gifts to give.
I reckon there'll be a bucket of M&Ms coming shortly somewhere. Everyone loves
them. Go well on the coach's desk, I know.
Tell me, what does success look like in your eyes for 2023 for this group?
Oh, look, I mean, we can use the metrics and the numbers. But really, not quite sure. Last year we finished 16th, so anything above that maybe. But ultimately, what I'll deem success is, do we look like the Giants? Do we play like the Giants? Are we fun to watch? Are we playing the game style that's going to stack up in finals? And ultimately, it'll be almost to the eye. You'll know if we're playing the right way. And that's my sense. That'll be success in the first year, and that'll give us something to really build on, for future years.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm not as much as you, I'm sure, but I can't wait to see how you go in the big chair. A fantastic footy person, great coach. Finally get your chance in the big chair, and I can't wait to see it, mate. Good luck to you and the entire group this year. We'll be watching.
Thanks, Harf. Really appreciate it, mate.
Good stuff. Adam Kingsley, coach of the Giants. He's a good man and an outstanding coach.